people who just love to just bleat and bleat and bray and howl and scream about. This is nuts. This is nuts. And more importantly, do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Follow right. your political leader. Do what you are told. You're nothing more than a piece of shit.
So when the First Amendment, as an example, says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, thanks to the 14th Amendment, today that means no government shall make any law abridging the freedom of speech, federal, state, or local. I don't want any government abridging my freedom of speech, whether it's this little town I live in Northwest New Jersey, whether it's the state of New Jersey, which is run by a bunch of crazy lefties, or whether it's the Congress of the United States.
And more importantly, do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay. That's not okay.
The government cannot prohibit speech on its own property. The government can't prohibit speech anywhere. And yet this stuff just keeps happening over and over again.
Do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay.
The government has no right suppressing anybody's speech. Congress shall make no law means you can say whatever you want. How can you be happy? How can you pursue happiness if you can't think as you wish and say what you think and offer publicly what you say?
And more importantly, do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay. That's not okay.
These are perilous times for the freedom of speech.
Follow right. your political leader. Do what you are told. You're nothing more than a piece of shit.
Government confuses rights and privileges. To the government, all rights are privileges. They are all subject to the government's spigot of opening them or closing them. Well, if the government can interfere with it, it's not a right. A right is a natural claim that comes from our humanity, which is a gift from God.
And more importantly, do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay. That's not okay.
That's essentially the argument. This is called natural right theory. Natural rights are articulated in the Ninth Amendment. So when the Bill of Rights was written, Hamilton and Madison had an argument. Hey, Jimmy, how are you going to list all the rights we have? Madison, you list 10 rights, Alex, and I'll list another 10, and we'll go on and on and on and on and on. And what happens if we forget one? Does that mean it's not protected? Answer, the Ninth Amendment, which requires the government to protect and respect the rights not enumerated in the first 8. And what are they? Our natural human rights. This is the most misunderstood amendment and the one the government hates and fears the most.
And more importantly, do you want free speech or not? It's up to you. Or do you want free speech that somebody else determines, well, that's not okay.
That's you be when the order is given to censor your mind as free speech is forbidden, as martyrs for peace from the world will be driven away by the sound.